You've gone Hollywood on us, Mr. Candyman, haven't you?
Why, yes, I have.
Yeah, Windy City Suites, which is on Broadway, just north of Belmont. We've talked about this place. It's like an old-style candy store, sells ice cream, too. Have I got that right?
Yes, we do candy. We make our own gourmet chocolates. We have ice cream. We make our own fudge, handmade fudge. And this year, we've been invited to be part of Hollywood's biggest night.
How does that happen? We're talking about the Academy Awards, and the Oscars will be good. But everyone gets a swag bag. And inside that swag bag, how many businesses are chosen from around the country?
There's 57 different businesses, I believe, that have been chosen to be part of the program. It's over $450,000. Is the value of the bag. So
I want to be invited to the Oscars just to get one of those bags. You know, who cares about winning a trophy, you know? I mean, really, that's amazing. Are there other Chicago businesses?
I don't believe so. I'm not familiar with anybody else from the Chicago area.
So how did this happen? Did someone taste your ice cream?
I've got a good friend. He has an ad agency or a PR agency, and he's been working with us for several years trying to get us in. Over the last several years, this year was the year that we were able to get in, and we're now part of that program, and we're excited to be there.
That is so cool. So what will be in the swag bag representing you guys? It has to be a chocolate.
It's Everybody Wins is the program for the stars. We put together 71 boxes for 25 nominees, plus the host, Jimmy Kimmel.
Every nominee gets this, or just nominees of a certain status?
Well, it's best actor, best actress, best supporting actor.
But not best cinematographer.
That one I don't know.
Not best shoeshine boy or something.
Not that one either.
Not that one either. I rarely see that one. I don't know why. So exactly, you've got it here. Show us what's in it.
So what we have, it's our gold box with our Golden Boss logo. It has Manchester's Old English Toffee.
What's your name?
My name is Manchester.
Okay.
It's a family recipe that's been handed down for generations.
Really?
Very special from my great-grandmother. Everybody loves it, and everybody loves it at Windy City Suites. In addition to that, we have our caramel nut patties and pecan, and then we also have licorice. Our licorice is selected from all parts of the world, the United States, over in Europe, Australia, and it's black, and we also have red licorice in there, too.
You're the only place that I've ever, I can't recall anywhere else where I've seen a licorice bar. Now, do you have to be a certain age? Do you card people?
All you have to do is belly up to the bar and ask whatever you'd like, and we'll get you whatever you want. If it's one piece, 1 pound, 10 pounds, red, white, sweet, soft, chewy, salty, whatever you'd like.
Now, are you going to get any feedback, you think, from any of the actors? Are you going to be there, first of all?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
No red carpet for you?
Not for me.
Not right.
But as far as licorice, two of the nominees from La La Land, there's Emma Stone and Gosling. Gosling used
Ryan
to bring...
Gosling.
Licorice on the set every day.
Really?
So that's,
how do you know this?
Just
you've got sources in the licorice world.
That's what, as the candy king of Chicago, yeah. I know what goes on everywhere.
Do you really have a PhD in candy?
Well, I think my wife does. She eats all the candy and tells me what I should get and what I shouldn't get. So.
Well, if she ever needs an assistant, you know I'm happy to advise. And in fact, you've been on this radio show before. There was a very, very huge controversy that the Tribune should have reported on. They really didn't. I don't know why, because they should have. There was a competition during the pandemic between myself and a WGN TV broadcaster, Paul.
I do recall him.
Paul Lisnick.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
And we would sometimes meet because he lived one way. I live the other way from your place, and we'd meet in between, which is your place. And we would have our favorite ice creams. I had mine, and then he had his, which wasn't as good as mine. And we had a competition to see who would sell more ice cream. Now, officially, once again, let's remind people without equivocation who won that competition.
Steve, I can say with 100% certainty, you are the
yes.
winner.
of course, you know, because he would never choose an ice cream of, you know, his ice cream, I believe, melted anyway before it got into his mouth, because he would bring it home and then just leave it out and forgot what he gets, you know, because he forgets things at his age. Now, I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about these chocolates and the fudge. You actually make it in the store?
We do actually make it in the store. We always have at least 8 different types. And in fact, one of the items was fudge that we were looking at trying to get into the program. On another note, the same people that run this Everybody Wins program, they also have a Hollywood Mother's Day program that we're going to be part of. They liked us so much, they're inviting. They hand out
all the mothers in Hollywood.
Not all of them, but 25 very predominant mothers in Hollywood will be getting.
How do they decide on which mothers are the predominant mothers?
That is above my pay grade. But
do you know who any of them are?
I know from past years. I don't know what's happening this year. But we're actually putting together our sampler for them, which will have fudge. It will have some of our caramel nut patties. It'll have our s'mores, which is our most popular item in the store. And then we have some other proprietary items that we're putting in there. Our English toffee will also be in there, too.
So they get a swag bag for just being a mom?
That's it.
That's pretty incredible. Now, talk to me. You said the most popular item in the store is
our s'mores.
Okay. You also have ice cream, as I alluded to earlier. What is the most popular ice cream flavor?
Believe it or not, it's vanilla.
Oh, come on. That's boring.
It is boring, but that's what sells the most.
Okay, give me number 2 on the list. We'll see if that's boring, too. You'll probably say chocolate.
It's in between chocolate. We also have extreme moose tracks.
Okay.
There's a mint chip is also very popular. Birthday cake is popular.
Of course, yeah. And that's the other thing. It is... You walk into Windy City Sweets, and if you're of a certain age, it brings you back to when you were a kid. But kids, of course, love it today. It's a family place. And, you know, it's just a family. You're just a family business. How long have you been around?
The store, as of March 1st, has been around for 41 years.
Wow. Wow. What's the secret from making it through the pandemic? Because everyone on the street, everyone in the neighborhood didn't.
I would say this, it's the friends of Windy City Sweets, like you and Paul, that helped us through it. We opened every day. We didn't close. We were afraid to almost close because if somebody would happen to come by that day, that we would miss them, and then they would think we were closed the rest of the time. So yeah. We actually stayed there every day. I worked every day of from mid-March through the end of August.
And you kept some people working, too, in the process, right?
That is correct. We did.
Question here. Do you have salted licorice from Sweden?
Yes, we do.
Really? Explain. So tell me the different kind of licorices. Is that the proper term for plural
licorice? Or licorice?
Licoroo? Tell me the proper the ones that you have.
So, again, we have black and we have red. The real licorice is black licorice.
Hold that. Why is that the real one?
Because it has the licorice root in it. The bread is kind of made for Americans in a lot of ways.
I never knew that.
On the black, there's chewy, and it's sweet. And then there's some other that are chewier. And then we also have a lightly salted licorice. And then in addition to that, we have a hard licorice. So you actually have to suck on it for a little while. And then that comes in salt. And then we also have a double salt, which to me, I'm not that much of a licorice connoisseur, tastes like salt.
What? That doesn't sound appealing. What is the one you have to chew on a while?
We have money and diamonds. And that is a very hard licorice. Again, you have to suck on it and just keep it in your mouth for a while to let it soften up.
So that would be for Lisnick or someone with dentures, right?
Not too
old.
I think
so. Yeah.
Because it might take them a while to...
Yeah, it would take them a while. Where's the store at?
We're at 3308 North Broadway. And here's one other thing for you, Steve. According to USA Today, we were one of the top 2 candy stores in the country.
Oh, man. I remember that. There was a big poll and a big thing going on.
Yes.
And you went from number 10 or whatever it was at the very beginning and ended up being at number 2.
Yes, we were at number 1 for a while, and then they shut off the visibility, and we came out number two. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. I mean, that's the whole country. That's amazing. John, thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Steve.
You'll be in Hollywood.